Today's Mishnayos on Masechtas Kelayim, Mishnah Dalid and Mishnah. So we mentioned in the very brief introduction to Masechtas Kelayim that really when we talk about Kelayim, it can mean one of several things. You have Kelayim in the field, you have Kelayim when it comes to behemoths, and then you have Kelayim when it comes to begadim. The majority of the Masechta, and certainly the earlier part of the Masechta deals with the halachos of Kelayim as it relates to a field. Now, when we talk about Kelayim in a field, we have to realize that there's a distinction between Kelayim as it relates to trees and Kelayim as it relates to grains, vegetables, and beans. So, to us, it all seems like food, and you would think on some level it would be interchangeable. But the truth is that from an agricultural perspective, they're very different. And it's for that reason the din d'oraisa and even the din d'rabbanan of kelayim is going to be very, very different for ivlanos than it's going to be for grains, vegetables, and for beans. So what exactly is the difference? The iser kelayim, as it relates to grains, vegetables, and beans, is for a person to take the seeds of two different grains and plant them together. To take the seeds of vegetables and plant them together. To take the seeds of beans and to plant them together. When we talk about kelayim of a tree, to take the seeds of one tree and plant it together with the seeds of another tree would not be considered kelayim. The iser is to take the chefza of the tree, to take one tree and another tree, to merge them together in a process that in the farming world is known as grafting, and that's what a person is not allowed to do medayraisa. So again, it's certainly similar, and it's me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan, but it's not the same thing, and this is something that's important as far as understanding just the basics of what we're learning as far as kelayim. Just to illustrate the point very, very clearly, the Rambam in Hilchis Kelayim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, when he introduces the laws of Kelayim. So the Rambam says as follows, Hazireya Shnei Minei Yisroam Ke'echad Be'eretz Yisrael. If somebody plants two minim of Zra'im that are different species of Zra'im at the same time, like he gets Malchus, Shenema, because it says in the Torah, Sotcha lois Sizra Kelayim. And then the Rambam says, Vechad Asayreya, it doesn't matter if the person actually planted, Oya Menachich, or he weeds, Oya Mechapa, or if there were seeds on the ground and he only covered it, all these situations would be considered situations of Kelayim. These are all things that a person would not be allowed to do. Says the Rambam, Kilei Olonis. But when it comes to trees, then it's already different. Kilei Olonis, Harein Bechlal Mashenemar. It's included in what the Pasuk means when it says, Sod Choloi Sizra Kalayim, that a person's not allowed to plant Kalayim. Ketzat. So the Rambam says, how does a person violate the Isra Kalayim when it comes to a tree? Hamarkiv Ilan Be'ilan. If somebody would take two trees and he would graft them, he would turn them into one. Kigoin Shehirkiv Yechur Shal Tapuach. He takes the branch of an apple tree, Be'esrig, and he sticks it into an esrig tree. He takes the branch of an esrog tree, betapuach, and he puts it into an apple tree. He would get malchus midai raisa. Says the Rambam, v'chein hamarkiv yerek be'ilon, oy ilon be'yerek. We'll see about that in the Mishnayos we're about to learn. If somebody would graft a tree together with a vegetable, or a vegetable together with a tree, that too would be a problem. Then the Rambam says, umutal izroya zroim v'zera ilon ke'echad. However, it's mutter for a person to take seeds of a plant, for example, and the seed of a tree to plant it together. It's mutter to take seeds of different types of trees and plant them together. Because the only time a person will violate the Isser Kelayim when it comes to a tree is if it's going to be in the context of grafting. So again, when we talk about Kelayim related to vegetables, grains and beans, then we're talking more in terms of taking the seeds and planting them in the ground. When we talk about kelayim as it relates to a tree, we're talking about taking the two trees and merging them together. We're talking about grafting the trees. Now, the topic of the first three Mishnayos were discussing different types of grains, different types of vegetables, and different types of beans, and trying to figure out, are they considered one species, or are they considered two species? If they're considered one species, then there's not going to be an Isser Kelayim. If they're considered two species, then there will be an Isser Kelayim, and that's very much what the theme of the first Mishnayos were. But those Mishnayos were talking, like we said, about grains, about beans, and about plants, right? Even if you look back at the Mishnayos for a second. Hachitin vazunim, that was the first Mishnah. Types of grains. Hasa'irim v'shibay l'shul. Hakusmin v'ashifayin. These are all different types of grains. Hapul v'asaper, these are beans. Hapurkitin v'atoifach, pul alavon, that was a bean. Then we had kishus and malafafayin. Those were cucumbers. Those are ready vegetables. So if you go, you look back at the three Mishnayos, they fall into one of three categories. It was grains, it was vegetables, or beans. These next Mishnayos, I'm going to talk about trees, because now we're talking about that din kalayim. It's separate, because really the Hilchas Kalayim is a separate Hilchas Kalayim. So the Mishnah, Ubi Ilon, when it comes to trees, so what are considered two min and what are considered one min? Number one, Ha'agasim, pears, Vahakurstumelin, other types of beers, Vahaprishin, Prishin are quinces, vozrodim, different types of apples. Einim kalayim zebezeh, they're not considered kalayim, even though it feels a little bit like maybe they're tuminim, but no, they're not tuminim. Hatapuach veha chazrod. So a tapuach, finally a fruit that we recognize, that's an apple. A chazrod is, I guess, something similar to an apple. Haparsikin vahashkedim, peaches and almonds. Vahashizofin vaharimin. So the English on shizofin are jujubes. So that's some type of tree, some type of fruit, and rimin, even though they're similar to each other, they're still going to be considered kalayim. Mishnah, continuing on the same note. Hatznoin vehanofutz. So tznoin, we know what that is. That's radish and nofutz. Hachardo vehalafson. So different types of mustards. Udalas yavanis. Udalas is a gourd. So udalas yavanis is a Greek gourd. Imha mitzris, if it was planted together with a mitzris, that's an Egyptian gourd. Varamutza, that's a different type of gourd. Even though they're similar to each other, kalayim zebezeh, they're going to be considered kalayim.